Good morning, this is 9FM.
If you've been tuned in, then you know it's a very, very special Wednesday, as every Wednesday has been for a while. It is Wuzzuff Wednesday. Wuzzuff is a great, great leading recruitment website right here in Egypt, targeting high-educated professional and top companies. And now they've got more services than jobs, like Wuzzuff coaches to help job seekers just develop their own careers. If you're listening here and you're thinking, oh, my career is just, I don't know what it is, we're here for you. And Wuzzuff is here for you as well. We have one of the career coaches right here in the studio, in fact.
Yes, we do. Good morning, Rehab.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning. It's very nice to have you here. I know you've been here before with Sally.
Yes.
It was lovely.
But I was away at that point. But
yeah, we missed you.
We missed you too. It's very nice to have you on. We're talking about job searches this morning.
Yes.
and the process of searching for a job. One of the most stressful and difficult things that
ever.
You can do. Yeah.
Yes, we all face the problem of I'm searching for jobs and I'm applying for tens and even hundreds of jobs and I'm not getting a single interview.
Mm.
We understand that it's a very challenging process. It may be psychologically somehow demotivating seeing your friends and family getting hired and you're still waiting for your dream job.
Mm.
And this is the phase that follows the phase where you actually determine the main job or the passionate job that you will pursue. So it's the realistic part where how am I going to reach this career and how am I going to prepare myself for it? So you need to overcome this phase by, number one, you just need to be calm and to accept that the fact that it may take some while or it may take a long time.
Mm.
And you should get back yourself up with the job search tools. So by tools, we mean the resume, the professional profiles, such as Wuzzuff, your portfolio, if you're working in a technology field or the creative field, you can have some quick research on the salary ranges so you can have an idea about what to expect. So these are the job search tools that you need to back yourself up. So you should have a pen and paper or something and write down all the tools that you need to get updated.
So these are all the things that you can be, like, whilst you're waiting to, you know, have someone call you for an interview. These are things that you can constantly be working on and developing and, you know, really making better and better.
Exactly. It's not all about the CV because people get to concentrate on just creating the CV and they're leaving the professional profiles, which is really on the rise now, where companies really depend on the professional profiles because they need to know more information about yourself, such as your career interests, your preferences, and all of these things, rather than the skills that you're writing in your CV.
Right.
So you need to get yourself backed up with professional profiles and resumes and such, and you could seek help then. You could search for blogs. We have Wuzzuff blog talking about how to create a professional profile and what to expect in your CV and what not to do. And then you could seek an advice from a career advisor or from Wuzzuff coaches.
How do you fit all this in between watching movies and, and, you know, eating noodles in front of the TV?
Well, this is part of the intensive job search, I imagine.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to motivate yourself, isn't it, when you're in that position to trying to find a new job. And if you're in a job already, it's really hard to find the time.
Yes, exactly. It's whether you're a fresher, you're a fresh graduate and you don't have a job right now, you're shifting your career, or you're experienced but you're not happy with your job. The job search process is somehow challenging, so you need to get yourself backed up with these tools so you can shorten the process and you just not get frustrated easily.
Yeah, and then just take anything, because there's also that pressure, isn't it, when you're just a fresh graduate. A lot of people will be like, oh yeah, just you know, just work.
Yes.
And parents will do that. Just work. Just do something. I don't care if
just
you're working
work
at a push.
And bank.
Yeah, or anything.
Is that a good thing, though? Is working as anything, just to get that experience of actually doing a job and working, is that a good thing if you're in that position?
Well, it depends. But if you get to work at anything that you actually hate. For example, I've graduated from accounting department and I really hated accounting. So if I had the chance to work in accounting, I would definitely screw up. So
okay. Yeah,
it could be not the best option for everyone, you know.
Okay. Now, obviously, when you're applying for jobs, you're sending off applications left, right, and center. You're sending out loads and loads.
Yes.
How do you avoid just applying for everything and, you know, thousands and thousands of jobs, and then you're getting all those rejection letters and stuff?
Which can be even more demotivating.
Yeah.
Exactly. So the first thing that you need to be as specific as possible in your job search. For example, you need to be specific in choosing the type of industry or the type of companies that I need to work at, the type of career, definitely, because And you need to take two of the shortcuts. One of the shortcuts is mainly to seek connections in the field of interest. And I've known so many success stories where people tend to get hired faster and faster rather than just applying for jobs, where when they actually get to involve themselves with the community and the workshops, summits, and the connections subject matter experts in the field of interest. So, for example, if you need to work in social media, you have Social Media Day. If you need, if you're interested in entrepreneurship and having your own startup, you're definitely not gonna miss the Rise Up Summit that happens in every December. If you're an engineer, we have Engineerix, where all the subject matter experts gather and discuss and share knowledge. So involving yourself in them or with them could get your job, and so it happens to other people see your skills and they get you hired at the same time.
And with you guys, Wazaf, is it something? This is why they would come to you, right? Because you would know about these things if you're working in a field that perhaps that you haven't mentioned just then. You would know the best routes and the best places to turn up and be at to get yourself involved in those things.
Yes, exactly. And this is the previous part that my colleagues Yusra, Amira, and Amgad talked about. It's about selecting your dream job or the job that matches your skills and interests.
So it's a lot less about being passive in the sense of I'm sending out applications and I'm waiting for the universe to give me something and being a lot more proactive and seeing what you can do and how you can develop yourself in the meantime so that when the opportunity comes, you're ready to go. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, it definitely makes perfect sense.
Okay, well, if you've got any questions about the job search and stuff this morning for Raheb, then you can get in touch. She's taking your questions on text. It is 1042. You can get in touch on there, or you can at us on Twitter. It's at 9FM, or on Facebook, of course, as well. Raheb is here from Wazaf, and we are talking about job searches this morning. We've got more to come. This is Kanye, though.
Yeah! Mark and Sally, with the best start to your day, the morning show. Woo! On Nile FM.
Good morning, this is Nile FM. It's Wazaf Wednesday, and here with us is Raheb this morning. Good morning, Raheb, once again.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, we're talking about the job search and what a difficulty and how stressful that can be for people. Obviously, depending on what job you're going for, there might be quite a lot of competition out there.
And this is a major part.
And the scary part. So how do you go about knowing the market and knowing what you're stepping into and how to put yourself, your best foot forward, so to speak?
So we have, in the Egyptian job market, we do have some supply and demand mismatch. And I will explain this.
Okay.
So the demand is the type of jobs that are really on the rise and that the companies actually post. And the supply is the number of people that are actually applying for the jobs. So we have some careers, such as accounting, HR, that are really, really not as demanded as before. And it faces, and they face so many large competition. So if you tend to apply for a single job in accounting, you have around 300 applicants applying at the same.
Wow,
yes,
that many
for one job.
One single job, around 300 applicants.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
Yes, so this is a high competition that you're facing if you're targeting a career in accounting or in HR. On the other side, we have some bright side, which is so many jobs that do not face the same competition, such as technology. And definitely, all the world is turning digital.
So technology, in what sense?
Yes, it definitely makes
technology
jobs? Software development, right. Web development, application development, data science, data analysis, artificial AI, machine learning, and definitely digital marketing.
Right.
And by digital marketing, I don't just mean social media. It's the actual digital marketing field.
Yeah.
And so these are the technology field that are really, really on the rise. And we have sales and business development. They are really, really demanded nowadays. So if you're seeking a job, for example, in software development or application development, you can. It's the average number of applicants are around 50 compared to the 300 that those who apply for the accounting. So the competition is not really high there. So it's like your chances of getting interviews and getting the job is really higher, and definitely higher salary and everything.
Okay. What about social media itself? Because we've mentioned social media a few times, and this is an industry which is growing and growing and growing.
Yes.
And there are lots of jobs in Cairo here because of the capital. There's lots going on. There's lots of social media needed. Are these jobs oversubscribed as well for people at the moment?
it's not really oversubscribed, but people mix up social media with all the digital marketing.
Mm. Right.
So it's like digital marketing has so many other functions rather than just social media. We have digital ads, we have Google AdWords and such, so that you need to learn, and it's geared more towards technology rather than just...
So you need skills. You can't just tweet for a living. You can't just you can't just Instagram your dinner and go, can I give me a job?
What? Exactly. Mark, that was my friend D. What are you talking about?
So people just mix up social media with digital marketing. So it's the more you're geared more towards the technology, the higher chances of getting a job.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't say that you should not seek a job in accounting or HR, but just be, if you do, if your passion is towards HR or accounting, you need to have either both of the shortcuts. It's either to consider working at startups, because the chances are higher and the competition is somehow it's not as great. Yeah, it's not as great.
Okay,
and
well that's
entrepreneurship
that's really
is really on the rise nowadays. So okay.
And you need to be more patient, I am assuming, as well.
Yeah,
exactly. With those jobs where you know there's such high demand on like
exactly.
maybe one position,
and you need to back yourself up with some patience because you have some long process applying for jobs.
So basically, if for someone listening now, I think half the people who listen to the show are in either HR or accounting. It seems to be. If someone's listening right now, if they're in a job and they want to get a different job, stay in the job you're in at the moment and keep going on with that process if you want to leave and go to a different accounting or a different HR place, because the jobs are scarce.
Yes, exactly. It's either, as we said, it's considering jobs in startups because it's somehow a shortcut, and another shortcut is maintaining connections in the field so you could have the job easily. And the third thing is that to prepare yourself for the competition. So you need to back yourself up with the more learnings and courses and whatever it takes in order to stand out from among the 300 applicants that you're applying with.
Mm-hmm. So you want to give yourself the edge.
Yes, exactly.
Over everyone else.
Yeah, so if it's commonly known as in the HR field that you take some sort of a course, so you have to do around 3x this course in order to stand out among the crowd and not just do the regular thing and apply for the highly competitive job and expect to get hired just within 2 weeks or something. Mm-hmm. You know.
Okay. Are there any other fields that you want to tell us about which might be oversubscribed or undersubscribed that people...
In the Egyptian market.
In the Egyptian Cairo market.
Actually, the technology field is really undersubscribed. And company, the hiring process could take a long months in order to find one single applicant that fits the job.
Oh, right. Wow.
Yes,
wow.
They're always complaining about not getting highly qualified applicants when it gets to technology versus they are getting so many applicants in the fields of HR and accounting, and this is the supply and demand mismatch that I was talking about.
So the trick really is to find out what these places are looking for and just fit that description exactly to get the whatever qualifications, whatever information that you need to give yourself the edge, and the job is yours.
Exactly.
This person here says, thank you for clarifying that digital marketing doesn't mean social media. obviously, a person in digital marketing, they're going, I don't just go on Facebook all day.
Yeah.
I actually work. Someone else says, bonjour.
Bonjour.
I am seeking a job in one of the UN offices. Please give me some hints.
Okay, so the UN offices it's not really competitive as the other jobs, but you would need to prepare yourself with the motivational letters, with the cover letters, and all the papers that actually reflects your interest in the job. And then it requires so much volunteering opportunities. Mm-hmm. So you need to involve yourself in volunteering in NGO and development field so that you're highly qualified enough for the UN jobs.
That
okay,
makes
so
sense.
Volunteering, do some nice things.
Yes, volunteering and development jobs.
Okay, lovely stuff. Keep your questions coming in this morning. It's 104.2, it's at 9FM on Twitter as well.
Yeah, we're talking to Raheb right here, career coach at WhatsApp, telling us all about job searches and what to do to get over the frustration and finally get the job.
It's WhatsApp for Wednesday here at 9FM. More next.
Hit music 24/7.
24/7.
104.2 Nile FM.
It's WhatsApp Wednesday, and here with us is Raheb. Good morning again, Raheb.
Morning.
Thank you very much for being here with us. Now, if you're going to do the job search, because we're talking about job searches this morning, mm-hmm. what is the first thing that you need to do?
The first thing, as I just said, is to write down a list with all the tools that you need to get yourself updated with,
right.
Such as a resume, a professional profile. Do not get overwhelmed about the formatting of the resume. You will get along anyway. So, resume, your professional profile, a portfolio if you are targeting a career in technology or in the creative field.
You put a photo on your profile, right? You put
on your profile, but not in your CV.
Not on your CV, so yes. On your profile.
Yeah, on your professional profile.
Which Instagram filter should you use for which one is going to get you the job?
Something that makes you look darker.
Do not get overwhelmed, Mark.
Mark needs something. He wants something that makes him look tanned. That's what he wants.
And
that's
young.
What he wants. Yeah.
Okay. So where go? Carry on. Sorry.
It's the resume, professional profile, portfolio. If you're targeting a creative or a technology field, cover letter if needed, motivational letter if needed, and a quick salary research.
Okay. What do you mean by quick salary research?
You need to get yourself or to have an idea about the exact salary range that you need to work at. So in your job search, you don't target just a low paying job, neither a high paying or a high earning. You can definitely target a higher, but not a low paying job.
But know like what is the bottom that you could go to,
yeah, exactly.
So you know the range.
Minimum salary.
So you don't undersell yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, that's pretty cool. Well, we have a couple of questions that have come through here this morning. This person doesn't leave a name, says, good morning. Does WASF also help with interns, specifically graphic design and that sort of thing? What can I do?
Yes, definitely. We have an internship programs that's working all the year round, especially it's on the verge around the summer, but we have internships all the year. So you can just type on Google WASF internships and you go to the community page and search all the internship opportunities.
So WASF internships, put that into Google,
yes.
And go to the community page.
Exactly.
Okay, perfect.
All right, cool. That's answered that question.
Yeah.
And also we had another one here from a sales guy, Ibrahim, who really needs a job. What can he do? He's like, I just really need a job.
But if you really need a job in sales, so you are lucky because sales is really, really highly demanded. So you will not face high competition, either on sales or in business development. So if you simply type business development or sales on WhatsApp, you will have around... I don't really remember the exact number, but lots and lots of opportunities,
yeah.
Whether sales or business development, they are really, really on the rise. So you are lucky. You need to worry about it.
Tell us, if someone wants to get to WASF, how do they do that? Where are you? How can we find you online?
We're everywhere. So if you just need to browse your job, so you can type wasof.net and complete your professional profile with every information and experience that you have. If you need help deciding on a job or on a career, you can definitely go to us, WASF Coaches. You can simply type coaches.wasof.net. If you need help writing your resume, preparing for interviews and such, you can definitely go to coaches.wasof.net. If you need to mingle with people in the technology field, we have WASF meetups, where we arrange meetups in the technology field and we gather subject matter experts who share knowledge and discuss tech.
That's great.
Yes.
That's really good.
Yeah, we hold meetups, so you can definitely type meetups.wasof.net.
Okay, so you're everywhere, but if somebody wants to come and see someone like you for some one-on-one advice,
yes.
You can do that online too and arrange an appointment or
exactly.
Something.
Yeah, coaches.wasof.net. You can just select the service that you want, whether you need to decide on a career, you need help with your interviews or your resume, and you select the service that you want, and then we will get in touch with you.
And it's always good to clarify that WASF is spelled WUZZUF.
Exactly, it's WASF, not WUZUF.
Yeah, just to be clear, yeah. I was like, yes, I just want to say.
And we have someone else, another person from digital marketing having a nervous breakdown on our SMS this morning.
Yes, it's Amal. Who says, yes, I'm a digital marketing executive and I'm tired of people that, telling me that my work is really hard and I'm not playing or socializing.
We know you work hard, Amal.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I know you work a lot with analysis. And this is
lots of hours, late hours and stuff with these things as well.
Exactly. You need to be somehow tech savvy and you like analysis and numbers.
Yeah. There you go. You can join Emma and be a digital marketing executive. Thank you so much for coming in this
thank
morning,
you.
Rahab.
Thank
it's
you.
It's been lovely. And we're looking forward to the next WASF Wednesday.
Yeah, and if for anyone is listening and has not really had a chance to ask or have a question or anything like that, make sure you go on to our Facebook page. There's a special WASF post there. Type in your question and someone from WASF will be able to answer it for you and we'll be able to help you out with whatever job issues you have.
Absolutely. Rahab, lovely to see you.
It's lovely. And the next Wednesday, we were going to discuss the main issues on the CV, so you need to stay updated.
It's your CV, your resume we're doing next week. Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank
Have a great
you.
Day.
Thank
Have a great
you.
Day. Thank you.